he has something that's hot, like Rashi, bos roseich, you have hot meat, letoy chelev roseich, into a hot fat that's treif, or echad shel isav, echad shel heter, or else you have a nevela falling into something hot. If both pieces are hot, pshitu it's also. Like Lamosha, our case would be bosa b'cholub. If you have a hot piece of meat that falls into a hot milk, the locker is that both belay, they both dissolve one from the other, and it becomes also bosa b'cholub. If something has to be hot in order to dissolve, Mashenk, if both things are cold it doesn't dissolve inside it, just wash it off and it's mutter. So if both parties are hot, pshitu it's also. Let's say both are cold. You have a cold piece of meat that falls into cold milk. Then about every hakol mutter. Everybody holds taki it's mutter. What about cham l'teich tzoyning v'tzoyning l'teich cham? What about one of them is hot and one of them is cold? What's the locha? Is Rava Maravo? He says he loy gover. The ikur is the top. It depends what the top thing is. If the top is hot coming into cold, it's of a hot piece of meat that's coming into cold milk. It's awesome. Because the ikur is the top thing. If the top thing is hot, it's osur. And the other way, if the top thing, the top meat is cold, and the bottom milk is hot, it's also mutter. Because the ikur is the top. If the top is cold, it does not balaya. If the top is hot, it is balaya. Ushmul amashmul says no. Titoy gover. The ikur is the bottom. If the bottom part, the milk is hot, it'll be osur. If the milk is cold, it'll be mutter. It doesn't depend what the top is. The ikur is what the bottom is. Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. They say iloy gover, they say titoy gover. So now we bring Rais. So Rashi says, it's like dumb here. Rashi says, Shmuel Omar Titoy Gover. The last one of the big ones. Hilkach. Therefore, Cham L'Teich Tzernein Mutter. If you have a hot piece of meat falling into cold milk now, it's Mutter. If it's Tzernein L'Teich Cham, the opposite way, a cold piece of meat falls into hot milk, is awesome. So Rashi, V'yafagav Hilkach Sekarav Yisuri, usually we pass him like Rav, but Ho Hilkach Sekashmuel. Here we pass him like Shmuel. So Tanya Tati Mastisa Kabosi Kadakamon. This is Rashi Shita. That we passed in like Shmuel, because the Gemara soon at the end is going to bring two rayas to Shmuel, that we passed in Titoy Gover. The Ikur is what's on bottom. Gemara says Tanan, I'll bring you rayas now for now Mishnah. It says now Mishnah, no tav me roit for yalacheris. If some of the juice, the fat of the Korban Pesach, fell onto the sides of the oven, onto the cheris, the earthly side of the oven, the chazare love. And then it went back into the Korban Pesach, is Yitles Mekoymei. We say it's Osir, that juice became Osir, was cooked from the Cheris, and now when it goes back to the Korban, you can't eat that juice. So you have to Yitel. You have to take off a good part of the meat. Now, Kosalka Daitar Tavaminer is that the Mishnah is talking about Afilo, the Cheris Soinenis. Even in the case where the oven is cooled off, the Cheris is cool. It was roasted in one oven, and now you just took it into another oven just to cool off there. But the Cheris itself is cool. And still it says, if the hot juice now falls onto the cheris, we say it's usr, and when it falls back into the korban, it becomes usr. So it says, Dishlei Malarav, according to Rav, it's very good. He always says, the top thing that's coming down, the top is the ikur. So here we're talking about now, the korban pesach was hot, you just got finished roasting your korban, and the juice, or you're in the middle of roasting it, and the juice now fell off, and hit the bottom part of the kli of the oven. So the juice coming down, the top part is hot. So even though the bottom oven is cold, still we say it's osur. So this claim of the Rav Yomi Loi Gover, the main thing is the top. Therefore we say when this juice hits the bottom oven, and then it goes back into the korban, it's osur, and you have to take off the mokum, the place where the meat, where the juice went into the meat. Why? The ozal roitev marasayach lelecheres. We say when this hot juice coming out of this korban, this roasted meat, when the hot juice comes down and hits the cheris, it makes the cheris hot. Because the loy gover, the main thing is the top. So the top thing now hitting the bottom, cooled off cheris, makes that cheris hot. Now that you have a hot cheris there, that place is hot. For hoda cheris, masech leleroitiv. Now this hot cheris, this hot part of the oven, makes the roitiv become also hot. Even though the roitiv was hot already, but now it's like being cooked up, machmas what? Not machmas deish. But it's being cooked up, machmas secheris. And that's awesome. The Torah says by the Korban Pesach, it has to be sliesh. It has to only be cooked, roasted from the fire. And not roasted from the hot oven. So here, the oven was cool on the bottom. Just this hot liquid coming down, since the top coming down is hot, it makes the bottom portion of the cheris, where it touches, the bottom part of the oven, becomes hot. Now that mokum is hot, it's like using its heat to again heat up this juice that's there. So it's considered it's cooked up the juice. Therefore, the juice now is also peat. Because it's not a tzli esha anymore. It's also tzli machnas davar acher. So when this juice now falls back into the carbon, it makes the carbon also. It's very good. Is kihada roita of Pesach, komatfei pischa machnas chalimusa de cheres. Is the reason why it's also because this juice was heated up from the cheres, from the oven. For Rachmanom, the Torah says, tzli esh. You could only eat the carbon Pesach that was completely roasted by fire. That's all. The only thing that cooked up this Pesach was only the fire. The light tzli machnas davar acher. And not if something else also helped cooking up this carbon Pesach. Whereas here, the juice, when it left the carbon, hit the bottom part of the oven, it touched the cheres of the oven. Since the hot juice made the cheres hot, now this hot cheres is like cooking up the juice. So the juice was also cooked machnas davar acher. So it's good, why it's also. But the kashrus is elul Shmuel. But according to Shmuel, it's very shvara Mishnah. Shmuel always says when the top thing comes into a bottom thing, you look at the bottom thing. That's the main thing. If the bottom thing is cold, it's mutter. So here, titoy govar cheres. We're talking about the bottom thing now is the kli cheres, is the oven. Kiv when the tzoynu no is oven, meaning we're talking about even a cold oven. So since the oven itself on the bottom is cold, akuri mekel el roitiv. Even though it's hot juice falling off this roasted carbon Pesach, it's hot juice coming down, but he holds when hot reaches the bottom cold is eker, and it cools off this hot juice. So it first cools off this hot juice falling down. There's no din bishul. This hot juice did not get cooked up from anything. The only thing that made this juice cooked is only the fire. So amai yitles mekoymai. Why should you have to, when this juice now falls back into the meat, do you have to cut off that part of the meat? What's wrong with that part of the meat? This juice was not cooked from anything else. The juice, the hot juice, hit the bottom oven, which was cold. It cooled off the juice, so the juice wasn't cooked from the oven. The juice at all was only cooked from the heat of the yesh. So why is it also the kashan shmul from our Mishnah? And for the Gemara and the Chanami, to the Yom Rabbi Yirmi Yom HaShmuel, B'Solos Roseches, like the next part of the Mishnah, he says the dough that becomes osur is also because the dough was hot. I'll tell you, Hochi Nami B'Cheres Roseich, Enech Nami. Shmuel will learn our Mishnah, B'Davkom, where the cheres, the oven is hot. That's what we're talking about. So you have a nice hot oven. And now when the juice of the carbon falls to the bottom and touches the cheres is hot by itself. See, even according to Shmuel, according to everybody, they're both hot. The juice is hot and the cheres is hot. So they cook one another. So therefore, it's considered the cheres, the oven, is cooking up this part of the carbon, and that's possible. The Torah says, tzliyesh, v'loy tzli machmas davar acher. So now the Mishnah is not a kasha to Shmuel. Right at tonight, another part of the Mishnah we learned, notav meirois ve'al ha-soilis. Let's say some of the juice, some of the fats of the carbon Pesach drips onto soilis, onto dough, on the bottom of the oven. Is alocha yikmas es mekoymai. We say now the juice becomes awesome. The reason is because we say this dough cooks up this juice, so the juice now of the carbon got cooked up, not machmas esh, machmas something else. So you're not allowed to eat that juice. Now that the juice is inside the soilis, inside this dough, you have to yikmas es mekoymai. Take off that part of the dough which has the juice inside it. Now, kosalka daitif, we have a havamina, we think. Kosalka daitif, so the havamina, we think like this, that the soilis fenenis. Now the Mishnah is even talking about that the dough on the bottom was just put in. It's a cooled off dough. It's not hot. So what says again? According to Rav, we understand the Mishnah, the Yomar Eloi Govar. He always says the top thing is the main thing. So here you have this hot juice falling down into cooled off a dough. So Mishnah Mahachi Yikmois Es Mekoymoi. Therefore we say it's also, the juice becomes also. Why? The Maseach Lo Lesoilus. When this hot fat from the corn festival drips off and touches the soilus, the bottom dough, it heats up that dough. Because Eloi Govar, the top is the Iker. So the top heats up the bottom. To hoder hadrana, it makes the whole soilus all around, and it makes it nice and hot. For the hoder soilus, and now this hot dough, or masechos lay levidei, and it heats up now, it like cooks up this juice, the fat of the carbon Pesach. For komatfei roitiv machmas chanimusa the soilus. And this is the psul now, that this juice, this part of the juice of the carbon Pesach, is being cooked up, machmas the heat of the dough. For achamon orma, the Torah says, tzliyesh. The carbon Pesach has to be completely roasted only from fire. For loy tzli machmas davar acher, and not if something else is hot, even though it's heated from the fire. But since lamaise it's something else that's hot, it's either the oven itself, or it's the dough inside them, and the dough now gets in contact with this juice, and cooks off the juice becomes also teat. So according to Rav, it's very good. Since the eloi, the top, is the main thing, it's hot, that's why it's also. Elo lishmul, but according to Shmuel, the yomer he holds. Titoi govar, the main thing is always the bottom, when the top thing hits the bottom. The main thing depends upon what the bottom is. Of a zoi soilus, we're talking about now that this bottom dough was kibun the sananasi, since we're talking about that it's a cooled off one, it's cold. Of a zoi, when this hot juice touches this bottom dough, akura kamekale, it cools it off. There's no bishl involved. The dough is not cooking off this juice. Adaraba, the hot juice now just becomes cooled off. And anything that's cold, it's not cold a bishl. It didn't get cooked off from anything. So b'zoi lomu liyikma says mekaymoi, why do you have to take off this part of the dough that has the juice inside it? Kakeret gesuntai, eat it up. There's nothing wrong with it. The juice is mutter. The juice was only cooked through the fire. It's mamish called sliyesh. So according to Shmuel, why does the Mishnah say that this dough is also? After Gemara, I'm Rav Yirmiya, Omar Shmuel, Atoye Nechnami, Beserlus Rasechis. Shmuel has to learn our Mishnah. We're talking about that the bottom dough was hot. It was hot from before. So now when the juice, the fat of the Korban Pesach drips down and goes into this hot dough, it's considered like the dough itself is heating up, cooking up this Korban Pesach. And that's also, the Torah says, Sliyesh, V'loy Sli Machmas Dovracher. So the kids of the Mishnah, there's no Raya, there's no Kash on Shmuel. Fight Nochem, another part of the Mishnah, Tanan. Says now Mishnah, Sochu B'Shemen Shel Truma, they shmir, they put some oil that was Truma around the Korban Pesach, and then you roasted it, so it depends. In Chaburas Kahanim Yechlu. If it's Kahanim here, so they're allowed to eat it. Because the Shemen Shel Truma, so what? Kahanim are allowed to eat Truma. In Shel Yisrael, let's say the people that own this carbon are Yisraelim, and they're not allowed to eat Truma. So it depends. In Chayu, if the meat is still raw, it's not cooked yet, it's not hot, Yedichenu. All you have to do, you put this oil around the raw cold meat, just wash it off, that's enough. That's the way you get the Shemen off. And then the Yisraelim, the Bailam, are allowed to eat the korban. What about in Slihu? Let's say it started to roast already. So you have Yeshem and the oil, which is Truma, is roasting now on top of this korban Pesach. And what's the locha? Yikla Pesach Yitzim. It says what? You have to make a klipa. You have to peel off all around the korban. The outer layer of meat, you have to peel off. Because that has a blayer that was swallowed up. It has some oil in it. And the oil is Truma. And the Yisrael is not allowed to eat Truma. So then it's Yikla Pesach Yitzim. Russell at this, Bishlaim Rav, I understand according to Rav is very good, the Yom Riloi Govar, that he said the top is the main thing, Amto Lohochi Sagale B'Klipa. That's why it's very good, we go boss the Klipa. All you have to have is just to be curlif, just to peel off the outer skin. Mishum why the Eloi is training. Because we're talking about now the top thing, what do they do? They have a hot roasted Korban Pesach. And on top of this Korban Pesach, they smeared some oil. So the oil is what is cold. Talking about regular oil. So when you put the top oil on top of the Korban Pesach, it's good. Why? All you have to do now is just take off the top layer from the Korban. It didn't go further into the Korban to ask for the whole meat, because we say Eloi Gover. And since the top is cold, therefore it's not Bolei, it doesn't go all the way through the meat. Therefore, it only went in the top layer a little bit. Lochi Sagle B'Klipa, the top layer just take off. Mishum the Eloi Yitzreinu. Elo l'shmul, but it's kash according to Shmuel the Yomar. Titoi Govar, he says no. The main thing, it depends upon the bottom thing. So here, kivon de chamu, we're talking about now you have a roasted Korban Pesach. So the meat itself is nice and hot. And on top of this meat, you're smearing some cold oil. According to Shmuel, the bottom meat, cooks up this oil. And any time it's cham, it should be belay. It should go through the whole meat. It's belay into the whole meat. So the whole meat should be yosser. The whole Korban Pesach should be yosser. For the kivon de chamu, miv la bola. Why is it enough just to peel off the outer layer of skin? You should ask for the whole korban. The whole meat should be also now. Because tzli is balaya. When you're roasting something, for sure, shemen. Even though the Gemara says in Chulim that tzli doesn't go further in, it's not balaya so much. But shumen, fats it is. Anything that's fatty goes all the way into the meat when you're roasting it. Look right here, shemen is also fatty, it's shemen. It should be belayer into the whole meat. That's the Gemara's kasha. According to Shmuel, why do you say just peel off the outer skin? The whole meat should be yasa now. It be yasa means it has truma inside it. So it's also for Yisrael to eat it. So if the people on this Korban Pesach are Yisraelim, it's a pasul korban now. The Baalim are not allowed to eat it. And for the Gemara, shani sicha demashu bi'al mehu di'avida. I'll tell you no. Well, after they said the Sach Shel Shemen, they didn't pour a lot of oil on top of the korban. They just smeared a little bit. It's called a mashu. And when a little bit goes on top of the meat, even though you're roasting the meat, a little bit of tzlit, a little bit of shemen, doesn't go through and through the meat. Since you only put on top a mashu, a drop of the shemen, it only goes in a drop into the meat. That's all. That's why just take off the outer layer of the skin. That's enough. But if it would have been a lot of shemen there, according to Shmuel, it would be also the whole carbon, because we'd say that the shemen goes through and through. Right. Tanya kavos de Shmuel. Now the Gemara is now Malkashis, now it's time to bring a raya. I'll bring a raya to Shmuel. Rashi says, since the Gemara brings now two rayas to Shmuel, it's a raya we paskin like Shmuel, that he toy gover. The main thing is the bottom thing always. Look like this. Cham l'teicham. If something hot piece of meat falls into hot milk, pshit it's osur. They're both hot. V'chein tzernin shenosin l'teicham. The same thing, if threw a cold piece of meat into hot milk, it's also osur. So it's a clear raya to Shmuel, that the main thing depends upon the bottom thing. Since the bottom thing is cham, is hot, it's awesome. What about the opposite way? Cham l'tzeich tzeinin, you take a hot piece of meat and throw it into cold milk, or else with tzeinin l'tzeich tzeinin, or else cold into cold, is madiach, that's all, just wash them off and they become mutter. So it's a clear raya to Shmuel here. We'll soon see. So far, that's all you have to do. We'll soon see the bottom of the Gemara. So far, that's all you should have to do. We'll soon see not like that. Cham l'teich tzeinin. Let's say, it says now, Samar is asking, no, if a hot piece of meat, you're telling me now, falls into something cold, madiach. All you have to do is just wash it off. That's all. Because this is a riot to Shmuel. The main thing is the bottom. Since it's cold, nothing happens. So the Gemara kasha though. But kivon the chamu, since this piece of meat was hot, ademekalei. So true, it falls into the cold milk. So true, the cold milk now is going to cool off the meat. Not the pshat like Rav, the hot meat, warms up the milk. Rather like Shmuel, the cold milk cools off the top, the hot meat. But it takes time though. Ademekalei, while this cold milk is cooling off the hot meat, yeshed lebola porta. Something has to go into the meat. Kafar, this meat's falling down as a hot piece of meat. So when the hot piece of meat falls into the milk, while the meat is getting cooled off, but at the first second still hot, so a little bit has to go into the meat. So b'zoi klipa miuni boi. Why do you say just to wash it off, since the top meat is hot? You should have to take off, say klipa. You should have to take off the outer layer of it, the outer skin of it. And Gemara ela'ema like this. Cham l'teich tzeinen k'yisakarai k'olif. If a hot piece of meat falls into cold milk, the din is k'olif. You have to take off the outer layer of it. That you have to do. Of a certain, when something cold falls into something cold, then madiach. That's all you have to do. Just wash it off. So the clear raya to Shmuel that the ikar is titoy go over the bottom. Tani, you have another price like this. You have a hot piece of meat. It fell into hot milk. So pshita, this is also the chain tzeinin shenofel teicham. Who did a cold piece of meat that fell into hot milk is also. Another raya to Shmuel. That since the bottom is hot, that's the yikr, it all becomes osur. Raya again to Shmuel. What about cham l'teich tzoinin? Let's say the hot piece of meat falls into cold milk, or else with tzoin l'teich tzoinin, cold into cold, then medich. All you have to do is just wash it off, it's mutter, a clear raya to Shmuel. For the more of the same kasha now, cham l'teich tzoinin, what are you telling me now when a hot piece of meat falls into cold milk? All you have to do is just medich, just wash it off. For the Gemara, kivon the chamu, since this meat is hot, ademekalei, while the milk is cooling off this hot piece of meat, yeshed lebola porta. Something has to be swallowed up, go into the piece of meat. Kafot is coming in hot. But it's like klipa, me only boy. You should have to at least do a klipa, at least peel off the outer skin of the meat you should have to do at least. Let's say like this. Cham l'teich tzeinin. If something hot falls into something cold, kailef, all you have to do is just peel it off. What about tzeinin l'teich tzeinin, cold into cold, and madiach? So there's a raya again like Shmuel, that the main thing is the bottom thing. Omamar, we learned before, we just got finished saying, tzeinin l'teich tzeinin madiach. If you have cold meat that goes into cold milk, just wash it off. Omar Rafuna, loy shonu ela shloy molcho. We're only talking about this meat is not salted meat. Avo molcho, let's say the meat is salted meat, even though it's cold, still osur. Then when this, then it'd be osur. Why? The Yomar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Meliach harek roseich. Something that is salted is considered like roseich, like hot. So then it'll be called hot here, and then it'll be osur. Kovush, let's say you're soaking something. So Rashi says kovush here means v'chaymet. You're soaking something in vinegar, or else usually we say you soak it for 24 hours. Also kibush, even soaking it in water for 24 hours, harayu kimavushal. That's also considered like you cooked it up. So that's what we say, the cold meat is mutter, that's only if it's not salted. But if it's salted, then it's kroseich. Now how much salt do you have to have on it? Omar Rava, hodi yom ha-shmul meliach harayu kroseich, that's what Shmuel says, if it's a salted piece of meat, the saltness of it makes it like it's hot. In other words, it would be balei when it's very salty, it's still like a hot piece of meat. Then it would dissolve something else. Le'yamorin, it's only said, Ella, that you have so much salt there, that shlenecho machmas molchoi. People don't need it right now. It's so salty, it's not edible. That's called salt that makes it hot. Avonecho machmas molchoi, that is just put a little bit salt on the meat to make it taste good, that you could eat it with the salt, loy. That's not called maliach kirasayach. The little maliach kirasayach means we have a lot of salt there. That right now nobody would eat it. The only way you eat it is first you have to wash off all the salt and then you eat it. So right now when you have so much salt on the meat, that makes the meat like it's hot. And now, Chur be totally bites the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. It depends what's on top and what's on bottom. According to Shmuel, it'll only be osur when the meat is on the bottom and the milk now falls on top of this salted meat. That we say the bottom is hot. Therefore, the bottom meat is heating up the milk. More right. Hahu bar guzla. We had a raw chicken, a cold chicken, a bar guzla chicken. Did no fall lakada de kimcha. It fell into a plate full of milk. Kada de kimcha, Rashi's kimcha. That's kutach, like we had before. The ispen is yubi de chalba. There's some milk inside this dish. The kitzah, the raw chicken, the cold raw chicken fell into a milk of the dish. Fell into some milk. Is Sharia? Sharia Rav Chinen of Rei the Rove Mipashrunya. He holds a smutter that we had before. All you have to do is just wash it off, and it's smutter. Look where it's cold, into cold it's smutter. Omar Robus Rove said, Man Chochem the Mishrei Milsa, who is such a wise man to be matter, say it's smutter, Kiho, Ilav Rav Chinen of Rei the Rove Mipashrunya. The Gavar Rabu is a great man, and Omaloch will explain to you. The chiddush here is why says this chicken was a little bit salted. It wasn't salty too much, but it had a little bit salt on it. And still he said it's mutter. Why? Because he knew this halacha to say over that Amaloch, kiyo mashmul. When did Shmuel say meliach harek roseach, that something that's salted is like it's hot, and then it would become also here? When do we say something that's salted is hot? Sheinecho machmas molchoi. Only if it's so salted, so much salt there, that right now it's not edible. It has so much salt there, people will need it because of this. Of a whore, this geyser, this chicken we're talking about, necha machmas molchoi. It didn't have that much salt on it. Right now people could eat it. So since people could eat it, therefore, it's not called kroseich. Therefore it's just cold that fell into cold. All you have to do is just wash it off. Tomorrow now. Vahani milidol chai. When do we say this? Only if it's raw meat. Raw meat we say when it falls into milk, all you have to do is just wash it off. Avotzli. Let's say the meat was already roasted, or else our cooked meat already, then boy klipa. If you have a cold piece of cooked meat that falls into milk, then you have to have klipa. It's not enough to wash it off. If I says once it was cooked or roasted already, the meat is a little softer, so now it is belay, a little bit of milk goes in. The Rashi says, v'loyamorin, no, that's next thing, yeah. Right, the v'loyamorin, even this was only said, that was less pay pili. Only if there's no holes at all in this cooked piece of meat. Well, this pay pili, there are type of cracks through this cooked piece of meat, then also, that even a cold piece of meat that went into cold milk, the whole meat... Only if this roasted meat has no cracks inside it. Then we say, if this roasted meat that's cold now falls into milk, all you have to do is just do klei klipa. But if the meat has holes in it, little cracks in it though, then we say it's osur. Baita vi mituva batavli. Let's say the meat, when you cooked it, you put tavlin inside it, you put some spices inside it, then osur. Spiced piece of meat, so most of our meat's already, after it's cooked already, either it's spiced already, we have spice when we make it, or else usually it already has cracks in it, unless it's made with a piece of steak, but then the other type of meat, like most cooked meats already, after it's cooked, has cracks inside it. So then it'll be a shell, then the whole thing becomes osur. Rashi read mitzvah. Ba guzla betavli. If you take this raw chicken now and you put spice on it, awesome. The tavli marachachelein. The tavli, the spices make the meat, make the chicken soft. O maitzi o boleya lekutcha. It swallows up this milk. O ba guzla tsoinen hevik in the forest. And we're talking about right now the chicken was a cold chicken. So a cold chicken, if it's spiced, when it's spiced, that makes it soft, that the milk goes through and through the whole chicken, and then taka sosa. So now the only time we have the first halacha then, that meat falls into cold milk, that's mutter, only if it's a raw piece of meat that you didn't put any spices in then. Then if the raw meat falls into milk, just wash it off. But once you're ready cooked the meat, then there's a question, then it's a shalom ready. But it's omara, so it's rav, a new gemara.